Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At KGORadio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the Trail of the Big Cats, Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City, from KGO 810.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, the Golden State Warriors.
The horn will sound right now. The final score, the Warriors win 108-100.
The W's won the hearts of their fans again last night with a thrilling Game 1 victory in the NBA Finals, but the opponents of a new arena for the team in San Francisco are mounting a fierce offensive. Today, the city released an environmental impact report on the 18,000-seat arena. KGO 810's Mike Simpson looks at the game plan.
It focuses a lot on what probably is the biggest worry.
Will there be traffic? There will. Well, can we handle it? Yes, we can.
That's Ken Rich with the Office of Workforce Development. He says they're trying to solve issues raised when it comes to parking and are also coming up with plans to make sure that game day traffic doesn't interfere with hospital traffic.
The vast majority of times that the arena will be in use, there will not be anything in AT&T Park.
And that is something that project opponents aren't really buying.
We do not believe that it is physically possible to get a 20,000-seat stadium in an area that was not designed for it and will irreparably harm UCSF as well as the bioscience industry here.
Sam Singer with the Mission Bay Alliance.
And now back to the basketball court.
Back to Curry on the right sideline. Drives by Irving, gets to the rim, layup blocked by Kyrie Irving.
Cleveland Cavaliers star Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the NBA Finals with a cracked kneecap. It happened late in the Warriors' 108-100 overtime win last night. This is Irving, an all-star and clearly the Cavs' second-best player, talking about the injury after the game.
The play that happened, I tried to decelerate, trying to go by Clay, and I don't know what I felt, but obviously didn't feel right, and it was a little bit different than what I had been experiencing, you know, in the Chicago series, anything like that, because it was just a quick pinch.
That cracked kneecap was discovered during an MRI this morning at the Stanford Sports Medicine Clinic. The Warriors and the Cavaliers, though, turning out to be a big ratings winner. Game 1 drew the largest television audience ABC has seen since it started televising the NBA Finals in 2003. The 11 rating was good for 18 million viewers. That's up 21% over last year's Game 1 final between the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. Game 2 is Sunday night. New developments tonight in connection with that massive data breach in the federal government. Many experts believe the cyber attack, which exposed 4 million current and former federal employees, is the work of hackers in China who've hit the feds before. Here's White House correspondent Michelle Kosinski.
The White House staunchly defended its own record on trying to stop these things, saying they've taken executive action, proposed legislation, that they've rolled out fixes in the systems 2 years ahead of time. But still, we hear the criticism.
In Boston, authorities are looking at whether a third man was involved in a plot to kill police officers in that city. Terror suspect Usama Rahim was gunned down on the streets of Boston this week. Justice correspondent Pamela Brown.
CNN communicated with the third individual through Twitter back in March as part of reporting on Americans who follow jihadists. He indicated he was in touch with terrorists online, including with ISIS. He claimed an alleged ISIS fighter was telling him to come to Syria to fight with a terrorist group. This, as CNN is learning, known ISIS members overseas were communicating through peer-to-peer communication with at least one of the three men, encouraging a terrorist attack in the U.S.
Brother Rahim is the younger brother of the imam at a mosque in Oakland.
It has no place in San Francisco. It needs to stop.
City of San Francisco is suing a landlord for allegedly harassing tenants trying to get them to move out of their rent-controlled apartments. The civil suit alleges the behavior of Annie Kiagi is among the most ruthless they've seen in recent memory. Many of her buildings are in Supervisor Scott Wiener's district.
She is just tormenting these tenants to push them out. It is despicable, and it's frankly sociopathic behavior. I've never quite seen anything like it.
The lawsuit says Kiagi has acquired more than 50 rent-controlled apartments since 2013. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. By and large, we look good. I would say the biggest slowdowns still in the Bay Area are in the city. Northbound 101, though, is much better. You're only stop and go right now from about 16th Street up to the Skyway. And, of course, eastbound 80 in the city is stop and go from 101 up to about 2nd Street. The good news is no delays at all on the Bay Bridge in either direction. Do have construction up again tonight on the northbound 280 ramp to southbound 101 in San Francisco, but only minor slowdowns right now. On the San Mateo Bridge, construction up on 92 eastbound, and that has been causing some stop-and-go stuff right around the high-rise, but not much else. Marin City, construction on northbound 101, slowing you down some from about Rodeo Avenue up to Donahue Street. But in the East Bay, looking great on the Nimitz, all the way from Oakland to San Jose in both directions, and 580 is looking fantastic as well from San Rafael all the way out to the 205 split near Tracy. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, a Buster Posey home run in the seventh was the difference in Philadelphia tonight. Giants 4-5, Phillies 4, and the A's lose to the Red Sox in Boston 4-2. Now your Bay Area weather forecast with from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures will begin in the low to mid-50s, so a good idea to dress in layers. For the afternoon, highs will range from the low 60s to the mid-80s. On Sunday, fog will clear except at the coastline. We'll go with a warmer pattern for everyone, mid-60s to upper 80s. And if you like the heat, you're a fan of it, Monday, upper 60s to low 90s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got a mild night, evening clouds rolling in. It's clear, though, in 60 in Napa, 55 in Santa Rosa. We've got overcast and 56 in Half Moon Bay, 57 in Santa Cruz. It's 57 degrees in Oakland, 66 San Jose, and 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And it's time for the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show along with Heather. And could you do this? Could you impersonate a saxophone? This guy's pretty spot on.
I don't need a saxophone.
He's not playing a saxophone.
With his mouth, he's.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Google that or YouTube that. Sounded like the Pink Panther to me. Sounded like a saxophone.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, where do we start here with the late night, late show wrap up? You know it's bad, and you know you've got problems when your cat locks you out of your house and you have to call 911.
I have a problem in my home. I cannot go inside in my home.
What's the problem?
The problem is that my cat was getting too aggressive. And I was inside, and he attacked me, and she scratched me in my leg and bite me. So me and my wife, we come outside, and now we cannot go in the home like 3-4 hours.
Okay, and this is you said a cat?
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the cat?
In my home.
And so the cops came out, and yes, I won't say guns a-blazing, but they helped the gentleman get in and restrain his kitty cat. Pet your pussy and calm down. All right.
Oh, my.
My goodness gracious. Well, then, should we go to Rick Perry's and his announcement for
yes.
president via the Daily Show and Jon Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
We need a president who has done the right thing. We need a president who bridges the partisan divide rather than wide and who brings people together. We must do right and risk the consequences.
Risk the consequences. Maybe the most accurate campaign slogan I've ever heard. Rick Perry. Hey. Risk the consequences. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Rick Perry. Let's see what happens. What if I just start pushing buttons? It's the same slogan you use to advocate unprotected sex. Hey! Risk the consequences. Yeah, you might get hepatitis, but only after 4 seconds of transcendent pleasure.
And God save the Alamo. Did you see? I mean, he did. I don't know what the hell he was thinking or his campaign crew. You know, he had like 20 or 30 people, I guess, that he hired or who were working for his campaign. He announced his presidency, his run, in a hangar at an airport. Oh. And, of course, it's Texas, so it's hot as hell for the rest of your life. That's the forecast every single day. It was about 130 degrees in there, and he was sweating. I'd say sweating like a pig, but don't sweat. Yeah, so that was almost as crazy as Chris Christie. Did you see that video floating around?
Wait, him in the baseball uniform?
Yes! He's going to take somebody's eye out if those pants snap.
Oh, my God. I have an issue with people tucking their shirts in anyway, and then,
Well, okay, so he played.
He had, what's that called? Like camel toe or
moose
knuckle or
right,
whatever.
Right,
moose knuckle,
yeah. So he played a celebrity softball game at Yankee Stadium to honor slain New York Police Department officers, which is honorable, but they booed him. But then he did hit the ball. Guys, and he actually did hit the ball, and he ran. So, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, I suppose.
That must have looked like Homer Simpson running.
Oh, and then, can we play one more? How about Donald Trump?
Every time I say it, I get criticized, but at some point I'll have to reveal it. But there is a way of beating ISIS so easily, so quickly, so effectively. And it would be so nice. It's an idea that, in my opinion, is foolproof. This is so simple, so surgical, it would be an unbelievable thing. Now, you know, I've been around saying this. You would think somebody from the administration at least would call me and say, hey, could you tell us what it is? It happens to be a great idea, but at the right time, I guess I'll give it. General Patton and General MacArthur, they spin in their grave when they watch these people just don't know what they're doing. We have leadership. They're all a bunch of clowns.
Okay, well, Donald, you know,
figured it all out.
Right,
gotcha.
Well, if he's got the answer, why won't he reveal? Why would he not?
He's hinting that, the administration hasn't called him to ask him what his great plan is, don't you see? So it's on them.
To rid the world of ISIS.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Such a nut.
Well, he can always call Pam Geller. She's got some ideas. And there's that. So Patrick Stewart has weighed in on the gay cake debate. Yes, Captain Kirk.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah. Saying that he supports the right of Christian bakers to refuse ICE messages that they find offensive. Now, apparently, this the same thing that happened, where was it, in Indiana?
People are the same wherever you go,
right.
It turns out.
Turns out.
Bigoted, racist,
in the
homophobe,
UK. Yeah, same thing happened.
Transgender phobe.
Right, same damn thing. So Asher's Bakery lost a court case after refusing to make a cake with the word support gay marriage about a picture of Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. The MacArthur family, who owns a bakery, was found guilty of unlawful discrimination, and they were fined £500. So you're right. They've got the same thing going on over there across the pond.
But the
point was is that he agrees with,
as
you
a
know,
gay man, he's actually defending sort of their free speech. And I've always kind of, you know, I have to come down on that same side. It's like, look,
no shirt,
no shoes, no service. I don't have to sell anything to anybody I don't want to. That said, you know, I figure, I was saying this to Drex earlier, that if you're going to be that type of business, your Yelp reviews are going to suck and your clients are going to start going away. So, you know, you choose.
You choose, you lose.
Yeah.
Yep. Be careful what you do with your cake and your ice, or you will be iced. iced out of the business. Okay, well, but it's crazy. I mean, you know, it's fun to watch these things happen internationally as they unfold here in the United States. But, oh, by the way, speaking of that, we need to talk about the whole, let me see here if I can find it quickly. What's going on in front of the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh, you told me somebody was getting married there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, I might have to come back to that. But, yeah, Fred's no longer with us, but he will be. Oh, here it is.
He passed away. We like to think of things that make him roll over in his grave.
Mm-hmm. Ireland, since we're back over there across the pond, last month when Ireland finally, well, they legalized gay marriage. They're the first entire country in the world to legalize gay marriage. J.K. Rowling tweeted, it would be great if Harry Potter's Professor Dumbledore married Gandalf from The Lord of Rings. And so this Sunday afternoon at 2:00, right across from the Westboro Baptist Church, they are going to get married. And it's going to be Gandalf and Professor Dumbledore. They're going to get married right across the street there at the Equality House. So they've actually invited the Westboro people to come out and picket. Now, it would be great if Ian McKellen and Michael Gambon showed up, but I don't think they will. But their lookalikes will.
Anyway,
and the marriage will go on, and they will picket them. You know it. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll get some good media
good
coverage.
Good looky-loo for Monday. All right.
I was saying, it seems like all we talk about is media coverage tonight.
I know.
The way they covered the Warriors.
This is going on.
Oh,
right.
Lena
right.
Dunham and the Dugars.
Let's talk about Jerry Seinfeld coming up here next. He made an appearance on the Steve Harvey Show, and it was pretty fantastic. I mean, he's doing coffee in cars, you know, and that's, I mean, he's doing it with Steve Harvey. He did it with
I've never watched any of those, but
what's a web-based thing?
Yeah, the crabby,
Julia Louise
the crabby
Dreyfus,
guy
yes.
with white hair. Yeah, just everybody. Mm. Comedians in cars with coffee.
All right, that's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at kgoradio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City from KGO 810.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
There's no better time to get your hands on a Ryobi. During Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, there's new, lower prices and special buys on the tools you need to tackle your next project. And because all our 18-volt batteries run every 18-volt tool we've made or ever will make, you're buying into a trusted system of tools that you can build on for a lifetime. Ryobi One Plus, the one system that delivers more. Only at the Home Depot. Now, get a drill and impact driver kit for only $99. Offer valid through June, U.S. only. See store for details.
And this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared! Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Safe driver multi-car, paid in full multi-policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh!
And I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the two-time MLS Cup champions San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Buy your tickets today at internationalchampionscup.com. Manchester United versus San Jose Earthquakes. Don't miss it.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here we go. The teaser for Sharknado 3 has arrived.
They say the biggest blockbusters come in threes. So naturally, it's our turn.
Not again.
Sharknado 3.
Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell yes!
And you can watch it on Sci-Fi on, let me see here, July 22nd. There won't be a movie this time. Well, I mean, it's a movie, but I mean, it's gone straight to the TV. By the way, it's, let me see here. Who's in it? It doesn't really say.
Didn't you say Ann Coulter was going to be in it?
That would be great.
Or were we fantasizing that? Was that a dream? It's all a dream.
You know that you might be right about that, Heather.
That we were talking about it when it was shooting.
Yeah. I don't know. 6 months ago, maybe, that Ann Coulter was going to be in it. She would be eaten by a shark. Of course, the shark would spit her out.
Oh, the actual name of it is Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. I didn't get that. Oh, David Hasselhoff.
Right, of course.
What else? Damn it. An ad came up. Okay. Well, we'll find it later.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So there's Britney Spears and you're going to love this. Okay. Well, we're all looking at our computers trying to make things work. Britney Spears.
Mark Cuban. Ann Coulter. Yeah. As the vice president.
That's
Mark
what
Cuban's
thought.
The president. Now I remember. Jerry Springer as Mr. White, a manic tourist. NSYNC singer Chris Kirkpatrick as a pool lifeguard. WWE, that's Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment.
Entertainment, yeah.
Chris Jericho.
Can't wait.
Can't wait
to see Ann Coulter getting in. But like I said, the shark will spit her out. That's not going to work. Or she will be one of the sharks. She could
or
be one of the sharks.
Shark.
Yes. All right, Britney Spears says she paints topless while listening to Mariah Carey.
I love Mariah Carey. Still to this day, I was painting in my room. I have an art room, and I just, like, paint on the walls and do all this kind of crazy stuff, and I bought her greatest hits and her new Infinity record yesterday, and I was just in there with my top off just, like, painting and doing all this artsy-fartsy stuff.
Stop.
I love her. I love her voice.
It sounds like she's on helium there. It sounds like she's on helium. She was talking to an Australian show.
Oh, weird.
I know. Isn't that weird?
How old are her kids now? They must be stabbing themselves in the ears.
I don't know, but, you know, I was just...
Mom, shut up. Shut
just
up,
reading
Mom.
This story about, Justin Timberlake hangs out with Kevin Federline. Remember Kevin Federline?
Oh, my God. Yeah. K-Fed.
Yeah, K-Fed, all of that.
He's the one that started Manpreez, right? Oh, he was so gross.
Well, turns out I think he's an okay guy, you know, as people talk about
we
him.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Oh, underwear.
Underwear. Oh, we're going to get to that coming up. Steve Harvey, Jerry Seinfeld,
okay,
was on the show, and here's
you had a roommate in college.
Yes.
That you told me about.
Yes.
Who's this guy?
Larry Watson. He was the first black friend I ever had. I grew up in a white suburb. I didn't know any black people. Now, what's funny about that? Why are you laughing at that?
See, already. See, me to me. He don't know no black people. So that's funny as hell to me. And everybody else tightening up, yeah, getting your little, you're parking your butt up. Where's this going? That's honest, though.
Jerry Seinfeld said that, well, he's always loved black people.
I don't even feel comfortable, and I should. I don't even feel comfortable saying I've always had a thing for black people. I like black people. Is that racist? I'll tell you why I like them. They're funny. They're really funny.
I'm going to have a moment with you. I developed a serious affection for Jewish people. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Why?
Because after I found out y'all own everything, I said, I got to be friends with them.
Anyway, he was funny. Most people I know are comedians, so that's why they're funny too. But just the black families and black people are fun-loving people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if they don't have the money, they make life good another way.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's, I like to be around that. I like to be around people that make life fun and funny no matter what. But I loved how black people talk. I liked the words that they use that I didn't know.
Yeah, this was crazy.
I never let a window up. I pushed it up. I lifted it up. Black people let it up. They let it up.
Oh, funny.
That's perfect. Yeah, Jerry's awesome.
That was sweet.
Yeah, and Steve Harvey's a very cool guy.
I like that he said that he found that black people in his life were spirited and laughed easily, or maybe I'm putting words in his mouth now, but I tend to agree.
I also agree. Entourage is the big movie. The release is this weekend.
Yeah.
It's on. So it's been 4 years since Entourage went off the air. So Jeremy Piven's character, Ari, has become head of a movie studio. He asked Ariana Grande's, it's Adrian Grenier, right? I thought, why did I think I...
you suddenly thought Ariana Grande was
right,
in Entourage.
No, I thought she was in it.
Oh, that'd be funny.
No, but I'm thinking of Adrian Grenier's character, who was Vincent Chase, to become the star in the next movie, which also Vincent wants to direct. So we have a clip here, and this is Kevin Connolly on prepping for a nude scene and meeting Liam Neeson.
You're in like a skin colored G-string, basically.
Mm-hmm.
No, so they do the body makeup in the makeup trailer, so you're in there and it's, you know, whatever. I'm in like a pink bathrobe or something.
Right.
And on that day, Liam Neeson was working. Like our Irish hero, of course, right. My idol. He walks in and I'm in a pink bathrobe getting body makeup. How you doing? Nice to meet you. I'm Kevin. He's like, yes, you are.
Yes, your first time meeting him?
Yeah. Oh. And he's like, what are you doing over there? I'm like, I'm doing this.
Getting nude.
Getting ready to do this scene. I'm getting body makeup. And he's like, yeah, but you got to do it. You're going to be looking at this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So Billy Bob Thornton is the guy bankrolling the film. Haley Joel Osment is his son. Haven't heard from him for a long time. Yeah. So, and by the way,
I see dead people.
Yeah. So Liam's in there, but and then here is Ari, and this is actually a scene from the movie.
Ari, listen. I was talking to Vince, Eric. See, I know they didn't teach you about budgets in spaghetti and meatballs class. Vinny has been on sets before, so I expected more from him.
I told you he was going to yell at me.
Yeah, but he's yelling about me. What'd you spend the money on anyway? I mean, I know it wasn't on Turtle and Craft Services.
You like the new svelte frame, huh?
You look like Karen Carpenter. What did I tell you when I gave you $100 million?
What did we tell you?
You agreed to not go over.
We told you it wasn't enough.
But you agreed to not go over.
Because you said I couldn't direct unless we agreed.
It's like when a girl asks if you want to bang her hot sister. Of course you say no. Neither of you really believes you mean it, though.
What is he doing here?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up here in just a minute on KGOA 10.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m. Brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to 6 Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster kid look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate at sleeptrain.com today.
Beginning this Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Vitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be
a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
So what do you do when your significant other is flirting in front of you? We'll discuss that, yes, and other unimportant things. First, let's get to the important things as we continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Here's John Lopertini in the KGO
Newsroom. She's no longer my significant other.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, this is how some people behave. You're welcome to join us and discuss.
I'll defer to you on that one.
We're going to the Heathers with another topic.
Oh, I'll be running in the opposite direction.
Yeah, all right.
All right, thank you, Drex.
All yours.
Our top story at the bottom of the hour, water and the drought.
This area is very much dependent on a successful completion of the project.
Governor Jerry Brown in San Jose today praising the Bay Area for its water conservation, but the visit also seemed like a campaign pitch for that controversial tunnel project in the Delta. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges reports.
Sitting down with the mayor of San Jose and other mayors and CEOs, Governor Brown was asked about everything today, from bottled water to how he's attempting to save water himself. He stressed the need for his tunnels project.
This area, right where we're sitting today, is very much dependent on a successful completion of the project to be able to run water underneath the Delta and put it into the aqueduct and help places like Livermore and Santa Clara.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
If the tunnels project ensures that we have a safe, reliable source of water here in the South Bay, we can find a way to support it.
Now, the Twin Tunnel project still not approved, and it could cost taxpayers anywhere from $15 to $25 billion. Caltrain grappling with another death on its tracks. It happened near Atherton just before 3 o'clock at the height of the Friday afternoon commute. Not clear how the accident happened, but Caltrain officials believe it was another suicide. Suicide by train has become a serious problem. This is the 12th death so far this year on Caltrain tracks. 10 were killed during all of 2014, and most of those believed to be suicide. More testing on the eastern span of the Bay Bridge.
There is no evidence of corrosion, and what we will not do is jump to conclusions to assume anything.
A global panel of experts is collaborating on how that testing should play out. Among the biggest concerns is standing water weakening the rods designed to keep the bridge from collapsing in an earthquake. Here's KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
The experts are recognized in fields such as engineering, bridge design, geotechnical, and stress corrosion cracking.
This panel will focus on the Bay Bridge Tower seismic anchor rods that were previously discovered to not be fully grouted and in some cases exposed to standing water.
Leah Robinson-Leach of Caltrans says the experts are going to design tests for the rods and bolts.
In environments that environmentally and seismically reflect the potential earthquakes to identify strengths or potential weaknesses.
A harrowing scene at Boston's Fenway Park tonight. A fan was hit by a broken bat and suffered what police are calling life-threatening injuries. It happened in the second inning between the A's and the Boston Red Sox. Third baseman Brett Lowry at the plate. The game was delayed while the fan was taken away on a stretcher, and as I noted, Boston police say her injuries are life-threatening. Well, you don't hear this every day. San Francisco police are looking for 8 suspects, 8 home invasion robbers. It happened near San Francisco State just after midnight when the residents responded to a knock on the door. 8 people rushed the home. 2 men held 6 people inside at gunpoint while the others ransacked the home. They made off with cash, wallets, phones, a laptop, and cameras. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Join KGOA 10 at the Palo Alto Junior Museum and Zoo for Terrific Turtles and Tortoises on Sunday, June 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. Meet Edward the Giant Tortoise and his friends and learn about reptiles. For more information, visit friendsofjmz.org.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We are coming up on 9:35 here on KGO. That means it's time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Oakland. Northbound 880 at High Street, a vehicle hit a German Shepherd in lane 1, but it's looking like they got the dog and the vehicle both off to the right shoulder there. No other details. Just please give some room if that's where you're headed for them to get that taken care of. Bay Bridge still looking great. The Skyway eastbound is almost cleared of jam-ups, and northbound 101 in the city looking good. We do have construction up on 80 westbound between the Bay Bridge eastern span up to the Skyway, and they'll be there shutting down various lanes till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, but if you're going into the city right now, you've got no slowdowns at all. Also in San Francisco, southbound 280 on the connector to southbound 101, an accident there that's out of the road. Construction, of course, up again tonight on the northbound 280 ramp to southbound 101. That is creating some minor slowdowns. Now, near Emerald Hills, 280 southbound at Edgewood Road, another animal situation. A vehicle hit a deer there. The vehicle's on the right shoulder, but no details on whether the deer survived or not or what lane it may be in. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it was a seventh-inning home run by Buster Posey that was the difference in Philadelphia tonight. Giants beat the Phillies 5-4. A's lose to the Red Sox in Boston 4-2. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. It's going to be a warm one. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mild to warm weekend is on tap. Sunday is going to be the warmer of the 2 days. Gray skies will linger near the coastline, but for the rest of you, it'll brighten up. Highs will range from the low 60s to the mid 80s. Then on Sunday, we're going to go with a warmer day, mid 60s to upper 80s. By early next week, we'll be talking about low 90s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we're looking at a mild night. The hot spot still in Livermore, 71 degrees at 63 in Fairfield, 66 in Walnut Creek, 57 in Oakland. We've got 60 in San Mateo, 65 in San Jose, and 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Love us a Madge. Happy Friday night, happy weekend, everybody. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather, and we're doing the late night, late show wrap up. Lots of tweets going on for the Andy Samberg, his fake HBO sports documentary, 7 Days in Hell. This is great. I think it came out. No. It's about to. So, yeah, I guess I have the trailer. It's a tennis match that will last 7 days, and it debuts on July 11th. Lots of buzz on this.
It's supposed to be funny, though, right?
Oh, we have no audio. Okay, let's see here. I don't know. Let's try again. I'll kick it.
Kick it.
Well, maybe we'll have to come back to it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let's get to this. I wanted to run. This is the latest with Caitlyn Jenner. It seems like it won't stop. So this is the buzz as of right now. If Caitlyn Jenner is prosecuted and convicted for Bruce's fatal car accident, will she go to a woman's prison? Now, I forgot about that incident. That's not going away. Now, back in the old days when Caitlyn Jenner was a dude named Bruce, you know, he was involved in that fatal car accident in Malibu that killed that 69-year-old woman. Now, the woman's stepdaughters have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against her. And while neither Bruce nor Caitlyn have been hit with criminal charges yet, that could change. I don't see it changing, though.
You know what?
But I don't, but we'll continue with the story. So let's say Caitlin is brought up on charges, convicted, and sentenced to prison. Where will she serve her time?
Women's prison.
Well, a law enforcement source says, tells Radar Online that she would definitely end up at the women's prison called Century Regional Detention Facility. Former tenants include Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, and Michelle Rodriguez. So
good company.
I know, right?
I'm remembering that, though. Weren't the stepchildren of this woman very estranged? And so they're just going after the money. And earlier in the week, everybody's like, oh, Caitlin's just doing it for the money. And you're like, yeah, go right ahead. But now I'm thinking maybe she's, you know, padding her bank account because she knows she might have to pay these people off somewhat. A person might do that.
Well, anyway. I think that this will settle if it comes to that. I mean, you know, you've heard the stories, and the deal is I guess they can do whatever they want. But the stepdaughters, so the story goes that they weren't close to this, to this woman who was killed anyway. So
my theory is that Caitlin's like, maybe I should have some extra money laying around.
But another source
give it to these idiots
at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department claims she could also be sent to the Twin Towers facility in downtown L.A., which only houses men. But she'd be placed in a special block reserved for gay and transgender inmates.
Oh, they have such a thing. Okay.
They do. They do. Well, yeah, they have a separation. Let's try Andy Samberg again and the fake HBO sports documentary.
Here we go. Aaron Williams, one point away from ending this outrageous 7-day match.
Please end it.
The Williams pool match. It wasn't even a match. It was something else.
It was two men stuck in eternal flames.
Every tennis fan had been dying for these two to play.
What happened was nothing short of a miracle.
His 67th match point.
Spectacular!
7 days of play really taking its toll on everyone. Unbelievable. What?
It was 7 days in hell.
Why are you looking at the lens?
Because I think that would make a good title. 7 days in hell.
It sounds good. The trailer's great. Everybody's talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got big buzz on it. Okay, so July 11th on HBO. So you can always follow us on Facebook at KGO Radio. And one of the hits we got, somebody mentioned, why don't you guys talk about what you should do when your significant other flirts in front of you? Because I went out with this dude I was seeing the other day, and we had an incredible time together. Everything was cool. We went to a bar downtown here. I won't say which one. But anyway, so some drunk girl asked him if he'd take a picture of her and her guy friend, and he did. So then they took the pictures, and then this girl started flirting with him, and, you know, my SO started flirting back. Then they talked for maybe 2 minutes. I stood there like an idiot before he acknowledged me. Then before we left, I waved goodbye to her, and I'm really pissed about it. You know, so she said,
I think somebody's a little thin-skinned.
Right.
What constitutes flirting?
But when I brought it up, he acted like I was crazy. He said the other guy was clearly her boyfriend, and we were just talking. Am I insane, or is that flirting? Ask Heather.
Yeah, what was
Drex.
Said?
I said,
sorry, well, but
yeah.
I think you're blowing it up. I mean, cool girl talks with the other couple as well. It's not like he flirted with a waitress in front of you or some other unescorted woman. So, yeah, you need to put your big girl granny panties on and get on with your life. There's nothing less sexy. Well, there might be something less sexy, say a pimple or something like that. But I'll go with it anyway. Than being so low self-esteem. Have some confidence. Confidence is sexy.
Well, you can be a little jealous, but, I mean, you know, you don't get all pissy about it. I think that's the bottom line. I mean,
well,
you know,
if
my
it does
tail
bother
feather
you,
goes
pretend
up
when, yeah. that it doesn't.
Right.
Okay.
With the SO. Yeah, I mean, you know, if somebody's hitting on the SO, I don't like it. No, but I don't make a thing out of it.
You know when you're,
you know, I just
does this bother you? Okay,
because yes.
We're near North Beach, and you go to one of these Italian restaurants, and they always have these smoking hot waiters with these accents, and you always kind of can't help but like your eyelashes start to flutter a little bit, and you.
The more vino, the better.
Well, and they're always so charming, you know, like, would Madame like a little more this and that? And you're like, well, if you're pouring, okay. You know, you just find, like, really insane stuff coming out of your mouth because the guy's so smoking hot. But I mean, does that bother you then? You probably are just like, you're making an ass out of yourself, Heather.
Yeah. No, because I think that that's just part of life. And, you know, you've got to accept it. You nailed it. Pull your big girl granny pants up. Get over it. And thank you for listening. I do appreciate that, Sherry. All right.
Thanks for trusting us with advice, that even if we're not going to end up on your side all the time.
Well, here, let's go to the Heathers for this. Underwear problems every woman understands. It is the late night, late show wrap up, ladies
After
and gentlemen.
After all.
Yes, and it is Friday night. You tell me, because I have no idea. I'll just rattle them off and I'll let you comment.
Oh my God, this feels like truth or dare. Do I have to be honest here?
Yes, yes. When boy shorts ride up, a tragedy.
Tragedy?
I don't know. What are boy shorts?
Well, they're really cute, but you have to wear them with the right things or they will ride up.
Okay.
So it's like little cute boxers for men, but on a girl.
Oh, okay, cool. That's what I was thinking. I didn't think it was tidy whities.
Not really.
All right. When you have to change your whole outfit because the right underwear for it is still in the laundry and you haven't done it yet.
Okay.
When you have to change your whole outfit because the right underwear for it is in the laundry that is a thing.
That seems
really strange to me.
Except I have enough underwear myself and I don't have to change the outfit, but I might have to change the underwear.
Sometimes
you put on underwear and then you go to put on an outfit and you're like, oh, this underwear won't go with that, and you have to change.
Which brings us right to this next one. Please explain to the people, Heather, trying to plan your underwear for a trip and just being like, oh, screw this, I'm going to bring all 23 pair.
Yes, that's a thing. I can usually winnow it down to two bras and a bunch of panties, if I'm packing light.
When your favorite kind gets discounted, so you have to hold on to the old ones for dear life.
Oh, discontinued. I was going to say
discontinued. Yeah, you're right.
Discounted. I'm buying them all.
Yeah, right.
Discontinued. Yeah, that's a thing. Oh, my God.
What are they
saying here? Calvin Klein, if you're listening, for God's sake, bring back those beautiful sports bras you used to make.
Gap body, high-waisted boy shorts, says here. I don't know. Of course, wedgies.
Like Calvin Klein's listening. Yeah. But if you know Calvin Klein, tell him I need to talk
to
him about some underwear that I want him to make again.
When you wear a pair of underwear that politely request, you hand wash them only.
Oh.
That's the response here.
All of our delicates are hand washed.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, unless it's the boy shorts.
Okay.
Those are cotton.
Didn't know that.
Wow.
Boy, this is an education.
What an eye-opener.
Glad we hit this. Yeah. When you do hand wash and you never really, they never really get clean. Well, that's kind of weird.
What? No.
Well, when the elastic has given up entirely. Now, I can see this next one being a problem.
It's a good excuse to go underwear shopping.
There you go. Wanting your bra to match your underwear, but then that means you have to wear underwear that are all the same color as the bra.
Every day. Every day.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, okay, I put this top on, but now I'm wearing these bottoms,
so
I have to change out these panties, and that means I have to change out that bra.
So even then, when you get the smallest hole in one of them, it's basically over.
Oh, yeah. You can't be a single woman with holes in your underwear. You just don't do it. And plus, okay, this is in my DNA because my grandma, when I was really little, she was like, well, yeah, I always wear, you know, full-on underwear and all this stuff to bed, blah, blah, blah. And you were kind of like, really? And, you know, I think she even wore a girdle or something like that. And you're thinking, isn't that uncomfortable or something? And she was just, this is Iowa. So she's like, well, if there's a tornado and I end up in a tree,
I can't just be there. Okay, final, I gotcha. Final one on women's underwear. All pairs of underwear are either $15 or $15 billion.
What, in the price? What
is it? Yes, they're either $15 or they're $15 billion. Why? It's a simple, smallest piece of fabric in the world. Why? Why are socks not priced like this?
Yeah.
For this small amount of product and, you know,
do not
fabric.
Question the cuteness and the cut of the right
there
bra and panties.
It. All right, the good news is next. Wow, glad we wrapped that up. Was educational. The good news is next on KGO 810.
Call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. You heard me right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res.
Built for business. Did you know that Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company? Did you also know that Comcast Business actually is a better value when you choose the fastest plan? And did you also know that nearly 1,000 of your fellow business owners choose Comcast Business over DSL every single day? So what else could you possibly need to know? Except, of course, the phone number. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com and switch to Comcast Business Internet today. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/15. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we want to thank our guests tonight. Well, we had one guest tonight, and that is a God that could be real. A God that could be real. Actually, from a universal kind of point of view, from the 7 o'clock hour. She was great. Nancy Ellen Abrams is her name. And she's going to be at the Commonwealth Club. Unfortunately, it's sold out. But
It looks like it's sold out right away.
Yeah.
So people are interested in this topic. A God That Could Be Real is the name of her new book. It just came out in March. It's also her website, GodThatCouldBeReal.com. A great concept. If you missed the hour, you can go back and listen and or buy her book, read her blog. I thought it was really interesting because another sellout at the Commonwealth Club is the upcoming show with Judy Blume. I think she's being interviewed by Molly Ringwald Sunday night. And I was like, oh, two God events at Commonwealth Club.
And I didn't.
Are you
never
there,
hear
God?
Any.
It's me, yeah. Margaret, and then a God That Could Be Real.
Yeah, you got to love it. And Molly Ringwald, I haven't heard from her for a long time. She lays really low.
Didn't she have a Showtime show or something?
I don't know.
I feel like she was on something.
So now the good news. A guy on a unicycle was hit by a double-decker bus in London.
That is really good news.
Yes. Oh, no. Well, what the hell with a unicycle? Well, you've been to London. I've been to London. It would be like riding a unicycle in downtown San Francisco if you know what the traffic's like here.
Oh,
it'd
yeah.
be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Be a bad idea. Because we have those buses here, too. And like I said, they look like three-story buildings. So 100 people got on one side of the bus and lifted it off of them. Yes.
Oh, my.
So everybody came to his rescue. He was taken to a hospital. He's in serious condition, but he's expected to pull through. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So 100 people lifted the double-decker bus.
That's really cool.
And they drive like crazy. And the bicycles, I don't know. You know, if you think it's bad, I have to tell you, you've been to London. I think it's crazier over there with the buses versus the bikes than here. And that's hard to imagine, but it's because they don't
that's
have
my
all the
impression.
They don't have all the hills that we have here. So there's so many cyclists out there.
Oh, there's
on
more
the streets,
of them.
And the streets are tighter because, you know, obviously London is ancient. Yes.
And some of those streets are still cobblestone.
Yeah.
And they freak us out because they drive on the freaking wrong side of the road.
Yeah, then there's that. Never try to drive. You were never, you know, I was actually with.
Would you rent a car in Europe? No.
God, no. I was with somebody who was insisting upon doing it. I said, no, we're going to France because they drive on the right side of the road. If that's what we're going to do. I said, hell no. Oh, my God, no. Can you imagine? That's just a recipe for disaster.
It's weird. I've done it. I've done it on an island in Thailand where there was less traffic. And, of course, my friend's sitting next to me and she keeps telling me.
Thailand drive like they're crazy.
Yeah, and she kept having to remind me to take, what do you want to do? Take the wider left when you're going left. No, wide right because you're going. Anyway, it was so confusing. She's like, other side, other side. Every time you turn a corner, like, other side.
You have to know something about Thailand. They do 100 miles an hour. I'm not lying. Everything's the freaking Autobahn. And it's a, you know, a skinny little ass street. It's bad news.
I need to go on vacation again. I'm horrified
when I'm there.
You want to go with me. I made
it's
a mixtape and everything. We rented this Jeep and we're going flying around this island with all this like reggae music going and ska.
And then, you know, the other thing that's amazing about Thailand is on the scooters, because everybody's driving scooters or small motorcycles, you'll see like 5 or 6 people on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, entire families.
And a goat, yeah.
And a goat. It's an experience.
Good
but
times.
Love the Thai people.
Mm-hmm.
Swatika.
Oh, it's great. You remember that.
Swatika. All right, and that's the good news. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll make more on Monday. The John Bachelor Show is coming up next on KGO 810.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money. Wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Michael Tilson Thomas reimagines Beethoven's epic masterpiece, Missa Solemnis, featuring a semi-stage performance that brings together the full force of the San Francisco Symphony, the Symphony Chorus, stunning video projections, and an impressive lineup of soloists, including mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook. MTT calls it Handel's Messiah on steroids. It's a Beethoven event that is not to be missed. Great seats are still available. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org. Beginning this Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Vitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row on Sundays at 2:45 p.m., brought to you by SHN. Guarantee your seats to 6 Broadway musicals in San Francisco. 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Visit shnsf.com.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call this week and mention KGO to receive a $50 Whole Foods gift card on your first visit.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep?
Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for MyPillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a MyPillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a MyPillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGON at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com. A Cumulus station.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.